From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
There have been a lot of public reports to the effect that North Korea probably has a nuclear device already. What is the likelihood that they currently have a missile capable of hitting the west coast of the United States?
I think the declassified answer is yes, they can do that.
So in all likelihood, they have nuclear warheads and an ability to deliver them to the west coast of the United States. Obviously, very, very troubling.
Despite the progress the United States has made in disrupting the Al-Qaeda network overseas and within our own country, the organization maintains the ability and the intent to inflict significant casualties in the United States with little warning.
As I look at the threats presented to this country, the threat posed by bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, the threat posed by North Korea, and this new admonition that people ought to go out and buy duct tape as a response falls far short, I think, of anyone's expectations and ought to be reconsidered. We have to do better than duct tape as our response to homeland defense.
We do not want individuals or families to start sealing their doors or their windows. It is very appropriately listed in the list of supplies for an emergency supply kit.
Through the inspections conducted so far, we have obtained a good knowledge of the industrial and scientific landscape of Iraq. Inspections are effectively helping to bridge the gap in knowledge that arose due to the absence of inspections between December 1998 and November 2002.
We cannot allow this process to be endlessly strung out, as Iraq is trying to do right now. String it out long enough, and the world will start looking in other directions. The Security Council will move on. We'll get away with it again. My friends, they cannot be allowed to get away with it again.